Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. We welcome back San Fermin to the World Cafe. The band is the brainchild of composer and arranger Ellis Ludwig Leone, who made the first album before there was a band and now has composed Jackrabbit with a touring band in mind. He went to Yale and got a fellowship to work on what became the first San Fermin album and sort of cast it with friends of his. And you can see what has happened now that there is a band. We'll talk after this performance of the song called Emily.
It's never enough in the moment, no matter who I go home with. Late nights awake and alone with myself again, and it's lonely. I'm good, it's a good time. Keeping all my cousins in a straight line. I can't believe it all comes to nothing. Emily, but then I take me down, down, down the rabbit hole. Dug in deep with my unbelief, and I'm running on empty. 3, 4, 5, all the steps lead right down, down, down the rabbit hole. Gotta get out.
Live on the World Cafe, that is San Fermin. And that is Emily, one you've heard us play a bunch of times on the show, but not that version, a live one in the studio today, as I'm surrounded by all 8 pieces of San Fermin. And we welcome you guys back. Thanks a lot for coming in. It's always great to see you guys.
Yeah, great to see you too.
And congratulations on this album, Ellis Ludwig Leone. It's... I'm pointing to you because I'm assuming a lot of these parts come from you in the arranging and the writing, but it sounds so much more like a band nowadays.
Yeah, that's been the direction of it for sure.
And has that happen naturally from being out on the road, or is that you do that in your writing and arrangement too?
I think it's just been natural. Like, you know, that first record was written before the band was put together at all. Once you're writing, once the band actually exists, I mean, if you're writing a trumpet part, you can't help but think of John. You're writing a drum part, you can't help but, you know what I mean? It's just everyone is a band. And then once we start playing these things live, I think people's sort of personalities start to shape the parts a lot.
How long has it been since you've been working on these? I mean, I know you toured the last album a lot. I mean, you
yeah. Right there. Yeah, well, there's this kind of weird dead period after I had written the first record, but before we started touring. Mm-hmm. So I actually started the second record sometime in there, and then we started touring, and there was this long period where we were playing every day. And then I came back to those songs, and obviously they felt like they needed to, you know, it sort of reflect the changes that we had gone through. So really, I was, you know, writing a little bit in the back of the van, sometimes in hotel rooms, and then a lot when we'd come back, you know, for a week or two at a time, we would go into the studio.
There's a lot of rabbits on this record. There's a rabbit on that, of course, you know, Jack Rabbit, the title of the album. And then you're heading in the opening track. It seems like this bucolic little trip into the woods, but ends up nothing like that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of nature on this record. Am I right?
Yes, definitely.
Any reason for that?
Yeah, well, the rabbit, I think I found myself, like, more than once I was just put it in there and I was like, I don't really know why this is here. And then I think I realized that it was, you know, it's something, it's the jackrabbit, it's like, it's less domestic than a very domestic version of
it. Oh, okay. It's a wild rabbit.
Yeah. And I think also even just being on tour, it always kind of feels like running away from, you know, the other things you're supposed to be doing. And so that was, running is definitely a theme on the record.
Well, we were really happy that San Fermin are back with us. And what do you guys want to do next?
We're going to play Jackrabbit.
Everyone you knew, all chasing bells and ahead of themselves, and you know you can't move. One step forward, step right back. Run for the hills, honey, run for the hills, honey, run for the hills. Don't look back. Everything you see is trouble. Anywhere you go, you lose. When you're lost in the woods and alone in the world too. Another day older, and another day we go. I'm
And that is the title track of Jackrabbit, the new one from our guest today, San Fermin, and introducing the other vocalist, Charlene Kay. And Charlene, did you have any requests of Ellis for things? I mean, Alan wanted a sort of a festival banger. Did you want? what did you want?
You know, I think I like the song a lot. I think it suits. I feel like my taste kind of veered towards the manic as well, and so when Ellis was writing all these songs that were sort of like on the intense side of things, I was sort of on board because I listen to a lot of music like that as well.
Were you taken by surprise by how much things took off when you finally put the songs onto the record and got out there? I mean, you guys had a really successful run there, and Sunsick itself as a song, as an emblem of what you guys do, really got out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely surprising, mostly because, you know, when I was writing that first one, I didn't even think we were going to be a band. So yeah. Anything was surprising from there. But, you know, now that the band is really formed and sort of a touring unit, I think you know, the fact that the live shows work really well is less surprising, because if you get really good players, it'll turn out well. The live show, the way it developed was I turn sideways and I basically look at the band while I play, and then everyone else looks out. And that started just because, like, I was just making sure it was all going according to plan, and then that just started to feel natural. But in our live show, there's enough going on that everyone kind of has their moment, and I think that that's really rewarding for me to see. You know, it's actually more fun to watch the band play than it is to watch, you know, the audience.
Did you have any trepidation writing songs that you knew people were actually going to hear?
Yeah.
I mean, with the second one, there was a built-in audience.
Definitely. And there was a little bit of I guess it was probably good that I got a head start on it before the first record came out. Because, you know, the songs were already kind of halfway there. But I added Jackrabbit and Emily, actually, at the very end. And I think that those were definitely added because I knew where and how we were going to be performing. And I wanted, you know, songs to be, you know, songs that we could play at a festival or whatever. So I think it was really like there were some new things to take into account. But, you know, when you're writing songs, you sort of like block that stuff out a little bit.
We have room for one more here. What would you like to do?
This song is called Two Scenes.
Trying to find peace of mind, though you think you need a lover. And all the time you'll find, never worry about each other. And in a minute, wanna be somebody's mother. Oh no, all these little pretty boys with the toys blowing bubbles. Find a girl you can twirl and never mind with any trouble.
Try to remember sometimes it's just skin and bone, make it harder on ourselves than it needs to be. And I can't remember the last time that changed anything. It's always been life or death to me. That's how it needs to be. It's overwhelming sometimes when you're all alone and you can't tell if you're floating or falling out of place. Like the astronaut who calls a little dot a home, like he can tell from outer space. Sometimes this is how it all proceeds. And as you grow, you see it differently than you used to see. And all you can do is try to reconcile the things you know you feel with all the things you know you need. Do my options better sometimes? It just gets starts by being someone's lover.
That is beautiful. That is two scenes featuring both Alan Tate and Charlene Kay, the two singers for San Fermin. And again, congratulations on this album. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.